Chris, first of all, I mean, how have you found, this is our first opportunity to speak to you since you made the move, how are you finding life at Oakwell?
Enjoyed it very much so far. I've been involved, well, there's been four games since I've been here, we've won all four, so it couldn't really go any smoother than that.
Yeah, what do you think is the secret behind the success here? Because David Flitcroft is a person you know very well, of course. He's really got it rocking, hasn't he?
Yeah, he has, yeah. And that's going to happen because he is a person that is able to get the best out of every player he's got. And that's what happens when you're able to do that, because certain clubs have players that appear good, you know, the good players, but if you can't get the best out of them, then it's you know, it's not as good as kind of having a club, a squad here where every player is just performing to the top of their ability.
He seems to have created a real connection with the fans, and I think in many ways it's because he almost talks like a fan sometimes. You know, he is very optimistic and very excitable as well, but he's got a real sort of perspective as well. What is he like in the dressing room, and do you sort of get that sort of grounded approach from him?
Yeah, I suppose he's able to kind of put himself at the level of the player as a manager, as an assistant manager, because that's where he's, you know, come from, and also as a fan. He's just able to kind of adapt to all those kind of aspects, and then he's able to get the best out of everyone by doing that.
Has he changed much since he was at Rochdale?
No, definitely not. No, it's the same players, same. You know, we were successful there in League Two and then League One, and then, you know, the same players that he kind of brought through are here today and again doing well. So I suppose he's just kind of evolving in terms of getting more experience and getting better in that way. But now he's the same as I remember. That's a nice thing.
Obviously, you also worked with Chris Dagnall before, and he's in a tremendous run of form at the moment. Can you relate to him a little bit? Because he was a player who scored in League One and League Two and is now getting his chance in the Championship, and he's taken it, hasn't it? And you know, that was quite similar to yourself, wasn't it, when you joined Sheffield Wednesday initially?
Yeah, it was. I think that's what Barnsley is, really. It's a club that allows players from these levels, the levels that, you know, clubs don't like looking at, really. They don't want to touch players from that sort of level. Barnsley are one of the few that do. And you see what happens to a player when they're stuck in League Two and League One for so many years, and they finally get the chance in this Championship. They take it because they have to take it, and they just relish it, because that's what I did, and that's what he's doing right now.
The comparison was made by David Flitcroft the other day that he's similar to Craig McHale-Smith, and I suppose when you see his work rate and now he's added the goals to it, it's not as ridiculous as maybe as that first sound, is it?
Yeah, well, it's not ridiculous at all coming from me, because I've played with him, and yeah, that's all it is. It's just basically getting a chance at this level, and he's taking it. He'll be looking to do, in his career, he'll be looking to kind of get to the Premier League and show in again that, you know, he's not this player that's just a Championship player. Or we all want to get to the highest point possible, and we're all in a place where we're able to showcase, you know, at this level, and we're looking to do the best we possibly can.
What about your situation as well? Because a few eyebrows were raised when you leave Sheffield Wednesday and join not just a team that is down the road, but a team that is trying to fight for survival, the same ambitions as Sheffield Wednesday this season in the Championship. So what was the situation as you saw it? Did you just think this is a great chance to play some football?
Yeah, it was, and the manager is a big factor as well. But it just became apparent that I wasn't in the plans there, and although they were trying to get out of the position they were in, similar to Barnsley, they were willing to send me here, and I'm just wanting to just reach the target that Barnsley has set in terms of getting out of this position in the very short term, and then seeing what we can do between now and the end of the season.
Is there any part of you that was frustrated with what happened at Wednesday? Because when you've been given chances this season, you'd pretty much taken them. You'd scored some crucial goals. The fans had a lot of time for you as well at Hillsborough. So is there part of you that thinks, well, I maybe should have had more of a chance there?
Possibly. But it's not worked out too bad. You know, you can be frustrated, and then it can spiral, and you can just take any sort of option that's given because out of frustration, and end up probably in League One or at a club that doesn't really suit you. But it's worked out very well in terms of being at a club that's where everything's set up perfectly, and also a manager that believes in you, which is important as well.
Is this a move with a view to a permanent deal, or do you think you've still got a future at Wednesday?
I'm not totally sure, to be honest. I've not thought about that. I don't think it is a view to a permanent, but it's just me getting to play for the next 3 months to the end of the season, and then see what happens there.
Bristol City is the next game for Barnsley, and I suppose at the moment, as players, you can't wait for the next game when you're on a run like this.
Yeah, that's right, yeah. One game at a time, we're just wanting to... These are important games, these three games. We've, you know, chalked one off by beating Wolves. We'll be looking to do that again on Saturday, and then the Bolton one. But yeah, very much looking forward to it, and just... Momentum's an important thing, and we've got it, and games are coming thick and fast, so we're just wanting to just carry on what we've been doing.
Momentum's great, expectations maybe not so much, because when you're on a run like this, people just expect you to carry on. Does that add any more pressure?
Yeah, it can possibly do, but you've got to be aware of that, otherwise you do put unnecessary pressure on yourself. It was my first start, so I can't relate totally to the players that have been kind of involved in all the games in terms of the pressure that's now coming, now they're expected to win, but you do get a little bit of that. I've been involved in my first two games we won them both, and then you get on the pitch and you think maybe we're expected to win this one, but you just focus and do the same things that kind of got you the wins, not be too overconfident, and then that gets results.
You've been in sort of key situations at this time of the year in previous seasons with other football clubs as well, so you know what, you know how to handle that pressure, but you know how an exciting time this is as well, and it you know, managers are already referring to it as the business end of the season, so do you see it that way?
I suppose it is, yeah. Hopefully we're not looking at it as a relegation or to get out of relegation. We wanted to get away from this position that we've been in, you know, since, you know, late last year, get out of that position and then start looking up the table, because we're not far away from from more respectable positions, and then just wanting to keep building and building. So
is that a change then, because obviously when you came to the club everyone was just thinking it's going to be very hard to stay in this division. Now you're saying, you know, there's not that much distance between even yourselves and I think Charlton, who are 12th, so you could even sort of look at, hey, you know, the top half's not a million miles away.
Yeah. But if you do that too much, then it can have that negative effect in you know, reaching for something that's not quite in your grasp. But I think overall it's just important not to be playing, you know, the last five games of the season still with these objectives of staying away from the relegation area. We want to get away from this area as soon as possible, with plenty of games to go, and then just see what we can achieve, you know, in the time left.
Just finally, one final question about the manager as well. You know, as you were working with, obviously there was Keith Hill and there was David working as a team, did you sort of have any feeling that this guy could be a manager one day on his own?
That's an interesting one, because I suppose you would do, in terms of the way he conducts himself, and he's able to get the best out of, you know, the players by kind of managing them as men. I suppose you always assume that he'd just go with wherever Keith Hill went. And you know, these things happen in life, you kind of give him the opportunity to kind of go out on your own, and you have to take it, and thankfully he has.
Brilliant. Thank you, Chris.
Thank you.